This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Today's Rhodes University is more of a masterclass, so please listen attentively. Because I asked you earlier on if you know your car's safety rating. Do you know what were the results of the crash test? Or you'll wait for the day that we are squashed like dough to know that there were some features that should have been prioritized. I mean, there was an old spec popular vehicle, we're not going to mention the name, that received 0-star safety rating. That is terrible. Well, sure, yeah, there were other couple of vehicles that were included, but this vehicle was handed a 0-star safety rating by an independent crash testing authority, and they teamed up with the AA, so you know that these things are official. And these tests were performed as part of the Safer Cars for Africa campaign, which they're currently on right now. So what they were able to detect or discover with this vehicle is that it demonstrated a serious occupant protection failure. And, you know, the side and as well as the curtain level airbags were not working properly, which is what I'm asking you this afternoon, whether you know your car's safety rating. Or maybe if you also respond to the calls whenever they tell you that the vehicles that were made between this year and this year or produced between this year and this year need to be taken back because there is a safety concern as far as those vehicles are concerned. That is part of what would lead to them, you know, making a recall in some instances is because they would have already done a test and realized that, no, man, this is not functioning properly, even though the car went on production and a lot of people got to buy it. So we invited motoring expert Tumelo Muyaba, who's joining us on the line. Tumelo, good afternoon. Welcome. Are you well?
My brother, how are you? I'm great, man. I hope you're well.
We are doing great. Thank you. You are about to give us a masterclass. So how important are crash test safety ratings when consumers are choosing a vehicle? And do South Africans pay enough attention to this stuff?
It's quite an interesting one. But so I think just to add on the background that you gave just now, right? The NCAP ratings, which is what has been there. There's always been this campaign, the Safer Cars for Africa campaign. It actually started in 2017, just that it never took off. So the challenge now that the manufacturers are facing is they're on a catch-22 situation.
Yeah.
They have to bring costs to South Africa, but they have to choose safety or finances, because the South African market is not necessarily a very affording market. So that's where that starts, right? But then now where we get to a point where we say, how important are this crash safety tests? So they are very important. In fact, if you were to list them amongst the things that you need to consider when buying a car, mm-hmm. this safety test was supposed to be number one. But the problem is that, like I said, that the issue is affordability when it comes to the South African market. So the South African consumer ultimately stops considering that, which is what is supposed to be important. So they look at, do I become very fussy about how safe this vehicle is, or do I look at the practicality of, will this vehicle be able to move me from point A to B? If you remember, we've had ridiculous costs in the country where even the consumer who knows nothing about cars would look at this car and know this thing is not safe. But you see it on the road. I mean, there are smaller cars, like the Bajaj, for instance. Yeah. I mean, at some point, that thing is on the road. It's a certified car in the country. Mm. But while we've got the Safer Cars for Africa campaign, and by the way, this thing is initiated by the AA here in South Africa so that South African consumers are protected, and also they should be knowing enough about what kind of cars they're going to be traveling in.
Yeah. You know, based on what you've just said, clearly, I mean, you know, it's critical for these airbags to work, like the side impact crashes that we were talking about just now. It's very important that people must know all of this information. But is it freely available, or when I'm buying a car, I have to ask the salesperson at the dealership on whether they are aware of the crash test results? How do I go about this?
Chances are some salespeople also don't even know, or even if they knew, They might not be able, they might not declare it. Mm. But this is very important because ultimately, if you're going to enter into a vehicle, you need to know that you are protected from all angles. And the side airbags become very critical because you'd understand that the side, this is now where the doors are. No manufacturer pays attention to those sides. Usually, the major reinforcements are either in the front or at the back because that's where a lot of impact comes from.
Yeah.
But there's new campaigns, the Safer Cars for Africa has really uncovered. In fact, I can tell you this, that a lot of manufacturers are going to come into loggerheads with this campaign because they're going to be exposed now that they haven't been paying a lot of attention to the side reinforcement. But what they have discovered is that a lot of fatalities come from those side impacts where the manufacturer really never paid attention to. So that's where the problem is. But this is something that's really important because if you think about it, you as the driver might be protected because you've got a front airbag, but the person that's sitting behind you, yeah, they don't have an airbag that is protecting them. Mm-hmm. So if there is impact that's going to happen from the side, then they stand a good chance of not surviving that impact. So that's why the side airbags and the curtain airbags become really, really critical to any car. But it's unfortunate, but the seller is not obliged by any law of the country to disclose that information to you.
Do you think that is something that needs to change in future?
It has to change in future, but I think as much as we are campaigning for that to change in the future, the question also comes in to say, can the South African market afford the cost? Because let me tell you this complexion.
Yeah.
The most of these cars that we are seeing, say for example, the now Toyota, the Hyundai Grena, Kent, those cars have got European variants that have got all of this bells and whistles for safety that we are talking about.
Sure.
It's just that when they bring those cars into the South African market, they have to remove some items that they deem not very critical just to bring the price of the car down.
Mm.
So that's the problem. So when they're going to sell in Europe, a Starlet would come with 6 airbags. The Grenaiken will come with 6 airbags. But when they bring it into the country, yeah, they remove 4 airbags and leave it with 2 airbags. It would come with ESC in the European market. When it comes this side, they remove the ESC function. So that way, what they're trying to do is to strip the stuff that they think is making their car expensive so it will still be able to sell cheaper here.
Mm. Hey, then we've got a long way to go. I don't think
yes.
I don't think plants are not going to allow this because they must make their money.
They have to make their money. And so, say for example, the calls that we're talking about, and this is where you're going to see a lot of problems.
Yeah.
The calls that are usually around the 200 when they are new in the market, that's where a lot of problems are going to be coming from because all the safety technology,
yeah,
because it's deemed in our country as a want to and not a need to have, so they usually are removed from the vehicles. But they have proven to be very important elements of the safety of the car. There are things that are only now being introduced. ISOFIX, for example, for your children that
sure.
they're going to be sitting on a car seat, right? Some cars don't even have ISOFIX. But in Europe, it's not even a negotiable. If you're going to produce a car, it must have safety for children.
Well, loud and clear, Dumza, thank you so much for making time to join us. And hopefully our listeners were able to pick up on this very important conversation, particularly for those that are in the market and looking for a car. How's your weekend looking like?
It's quite an interesting thing. In fact, right now,
yeah,
I'm hosting a training for salespeople in Polokwane. There's a free session that I'm offering so that our salespeople provide information differently to customers. If you remember the journey that I started with you when you were at breakfast,
yes,
was to provide education to consumers, more especially when buying cars. So what I figured to do is I need to teach rather the salesperson so that they become the champions of this information with the people. So that's what we're doing today. We are in one of the lodges here in Polokwane.
Beautiful stuff. You're doing great, brother. And thank you so much for always imparting your knowledge. Joining us there is motoring expert Tumule Muyaba.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.